USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is clarifying some comments that he made on Wednesday. He now is stressing that there will be consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin moves his troops into Ukraine.
Any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion. But it will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies.
These comments come just one day before Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting on Friday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They're hoping to diffuse tensions. Another winter storm is heading into parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic. Forecasters say major travel disruptions along portions of Interstate 85 and 95 in Virginia and the Carolinas will be affected. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Supreme Court has denied abortion providers' latest request to intervene in the ongoing legal challenge against Texas' restrictive abortion law, cutting off one of the few remaining paths to a speedy victory for abortion providers. The case is currently before the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which sent the case to the Texas Supreme Court. Abortion providers were hoping the Supreme Court would direct the 5th Circuit to send the case to federal district court, where a judge previously blocked the law. A new report shows not as many people are buying homes right now.
The National Association of Realtors says that the figure dropped 4.6% last month. That comes out to just under 6.2 million units. Full year sales for 2021 were just over 6.1 million. That's an 8.5% jump from the pandemic-filled year of 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
With the Winter Olympics getting ready to start in about 2 weeks, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden isn't worried about the athletes going to China.
We work closely with the U.S. Olympic Committee. The athletes are going. The president's looking forward to cheering. I'm a bit Olympics obsessed myself, and I'm looking forward to cheering for them as well from home.
She made the comments on Fox. Officials are advising American athletes, though, to leave their personal electronics at home and use burner phones to avoid being tracked by the Chinese government. The NCAA has made some major changes about their rules for transgender people.
The NCAA Board of Governors changed its policy regarding transgender athletes that started yesterday. The new approach to allowing transgender athletes will follow a sport-by-sport model similarly adopted by the U.S. and International Olympic Committees. The NCAA said if there was no international federation policy, then the previously established IOC policy criteria would be followed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Adele has posted on social media that she's postponing her residency at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time.
She says that delivery delays and COVID-19 are the cause. She also promised that all the dates would be rescheduled in the future. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.